Good morning, everybody. It's the Human Design and You podcast. Welcome to Tuesday, August 23rd, and we are now in gate 59.1, and then we have a star, the very rare star in human design, which indicates the exaltation and the detriment are both equally present. Gate 59 is dispersion, the gate of sexuality, bonding, and intimacy beyond words, the ability to break down barriers to achieve union, the potential energy for a deep and fertile connection with the other, resulting in a life-creating union. And our first line, first day in gate 59 is the preemptive strike. First, the exaltation, the authority and vitality that in understanding purpose and direction can recognize and eliminate barriers before they become impregnable. The power of fertility to impregnate. And the detriment, in this position, the ability and intelligence to recognize, but a deep indecisiveness about how and when to act. The potential of fertility limited by uncertainty. And on to the earth, the grounding element, gate 55, abundance, the gate of spirit. The quality of spirit is in the emotional now. And line one is cooperation, the exaltation, the expansion of activity through cooperation with powerful forces through principled actions that guaranteed continued support and engender prosperity. The potential to find the spirit through cooperation with powerful forces. And the detriment, the concentration on harmonic relationships with powerful forces that provide for continuity, but not necessarily advancement. The potential to harmonize with powerful forces, but not necessarily for the benefit of the spirit. And the moon, the drive. And we are in just the exaltation for gate 53 development. The gate of beginnings, transition, and change. Development as a structured progression that is both steadfast and enduring. The intensity to start something one moment will fall away in the next. Wait for clarity. And we're in line four, assuredness. Just the exaltation of line four, assuredness, I should say. The exaltation, the ability to maintain the strength of one's individuality in complex and often awkward situations that ensure continued security and development. The pressure to maintain one's individuality in confused beginnings. And we'll go over today to the I Ching and describe the sun sign in hexagram 59, now not gate 59, dispersion, or as the I Ching also translates to disillusion, the judgment, dispersion, success. The king approaches his temple. It furthers one to cross the great water. Perseverance furthers the image. The wind drives over the water, the image of dispersion. Thus the kings of old sacrificed to the Lord and built temples. And the line we're on, gate one, line one, he brings help with the strength of a horse. Good fortune. He brings help with the strength of a horse. Good fortune. And further explanation of line one, it is important that disunion should be overcome at the outset, before it has become complete, that the clouds should be dispersed before they have brought storm and rain. At such times, when hidden divergences in temper make themselves felt and lead to mutual misunderstandings, we must take quick and vigorous action to dissolve the misunderstandings and mutual distrust. So I like that image of the clouds being the thing that is dispersing. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Human Design and You podcast. I'll see you next time.